Fire Chief Jason Cottingham of Big Lakes County. Thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
How are things going so far here in Peace River?
Another awesome day. It's been a full year since we've been back. The weather's beautiful. There's no wasps this year, and lots of participants enjoying the fire, I guess, the fire behavior and things like that.
How key is it to get to some of the other jurisdictions involved in a place like this and in a setting like this to say, hey, we need to keep everything updated as far as skills are concerned?
This is an awesome opportunity. Unlike Northwest, we're kind of somewhat isolated from the bigger municipalities like Edmonton and Calgary. So having this this training opportunity for the Northwest, especially for our firefighters. Like I said to my firefighter on the way up, coming up to the Peace River yesterday, basically you get almost 2 years worth of training in a weekend, essentially, or in 4 days that we are out here doing live fire and extrication and other things, low angle rescue. Those opportunities don't happen every day in a lot of smaller municipalities, and having this site facilitates those training opportunities that we need.
The vast array of real estate that needs to be covered, both with Big Lakes County, the northwest part of Alberta, when you have to travel, and time is, of course, of the essence. How key is it to say to yourself, oh, okay, I've got to get prepared, but I've got a long way to travel to get said site? How tough is it to keep focused and keep attuned with the task at hand, saying, okay, I've still got to keep my skills up, but we don't know what we're going into?
Yeah, so, of course, in Big Lakes and a lot of municipalities in the north, there's significant travel times to an event. In our municipality, we could be minutes away or up to 45 minutes away, depending on the issue. Taking advantage of those times as you travel, both communicating with 911 to make sure you have the right resources going, that you're thinking through all the different scenarios as you travel, make sure you have the appropriate resources responding. Like our small municipality, they don't have 26 fire trucks responding. They have to be a lean, mean operating machine with the equipment that both municipalities provide, through council and through the ratepayers.
How good is it to have the students, especially up here in rural Alberta, take the training like this, and even maybe have a little bit of a learning curve for the more experienced firefighters as well?
So your last statement is very true. Every time I come here, even though I've been in the fire service for 25 years, I always learn something. So the newbies that have never seen a live fire before or been done VX or done a door breach, their eyes are wide open, just like mine. I get to watch more than I get to teach this year, but we always learn something from the most experienced firefighters down to the newbies.
How much do you look forward to this every year?
This is almost a vacation for me. I don't get much time off, and that's mostly my fault, obviously. The job is 24/7, 365, and it's hard to get away, but coming up here to meet peers that you talk on the phone or do Zoom meetings is always great to get together and exchange ideas, exchange thoughts over a cold beer after we're done in the evenings. But just watching, observing, and trying different ideas is a great opportunity for the Northwest that we don't travel that far. We don't have to go that far. It's all right in our backyard.
That will work just fine. Chief Cottingham, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.